Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody to download the Devil Radio app in the Apple Store, the Google Store, and from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows, clear as day, wherever you go. We're talking about COVID, and this really frosts me. Now, 40% of all new cases coming out of Missouri, Florida, or Texas, 40%, all Republican governors, all Trump states, all buy into the lie, two lies. One is vaccine's no good, anti-vaxxers. The other one is that Trump won the election. They exist online, and as a result, 40% of all new infections in those three states. However, in the NFL, you know, we're going to be starting very soon with exhibition games. The NFL, only 75% of the players have gotten at least one dose, and less than that have gotten two doses. So 25% of the players won't get vaccinated. You know something? I would put in a rule that said you get vaccinated or you don't play and you don't practice. It's mandatory. In the Olympics, a little over 80%, I think 81 or 2% of Olympic athletes have been vaccinated. 18 or 19% haven't. Let me tell you something. It's very simple. You tell them you get vaccinated or you're not competing. Make them do it. Just like the hospital in the Houston Methodist down in Houston, Texas, 20,000 employees, doctors, nurses, you know, technicians, whatever, medical record people. They said, you're all going to get vaccinated. A couple hundred said, no, we're not. And they fired them. And they should have fired them. In a hospital complex, you don't want to have people hovering around you in the surgery room who weren't vaccinated. Let's get with this. I'm tired of pandering to anti-vaxxers. Tired of it. In the NFL, these guys make good money. You don't have a bunch of guys, 25% of them, a quarter of the players won't get vaccinated. Now, a rule was put in that's an interesting rule, and it goes a long way. It says, if a game is canceled because of COVID, you know, people are diagnosed with COVID, the team responsible is going to have to pay the financial costs. That means the billionaire who owns the team is going to have to pay a lot of money for the lost revenue in that game, and players on both teams won't be paid. And that is the key. You know how much do you think Aaron Rodgers makes, assuming he plays again, in one game? You know, there's only 16 games, right? Or Luke, are there more this coming year? Or is it just 16?
Nah, this year is the first year. Last year they expanded the playoffs, and this year they are expanding the regular season schedule as well. So there will be 17 regular season games played.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes. That'll be great. Well, 17 games. So if a guy, whatever he makes, divides 17 into that, and that's how much he gets per game. Now, obviously, he practiced a lot. He did a lot of stuff. I'm not saying he doesn't do a lot of stuff. But the thing is, they are going to not be paid for 1/17 of their salary if it's called off for COVID. And that includes the team that didn't have any COVID. Now, that's going to tick off some of these guys. And some of these guys are very big guys. So if they ain't getting paid, you know, you get a couple of tackles or guards. You know, you get Bakhtiari doesn't get paid because some idiot on the other side didn't get vaccinated. He's going to be very, very unhappy. He's going to be a very unhappy individual, very unhappy. So why don't you just say you get vaccinated or don't, you know, why should you penalize guys on one team who did get vaccinated and don't have COVID because you on the other team refuse to get vaccinated because you're an idiot. You're an idiot. And you got COVID. Why should the other guy pay for part of that? And so that would be my solution. Mandatory vaccination. I would do it in a lot of employment places. Anything having to do with healthcare, any hospital, any nursing facility, old age home, assisted living, that kind of thing. Anything. Anything that deals with the public. The Olympics, the NFL. Frankly, Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball. We're coming up deep into the season. We're doing great. Some yahoo goes, I'm an anti-vaxxer. Oh, really? Take a hike. Wait a minute. I'm the best hitter on the team, and I'm the only guy that can catch a ground ball. Okay. Well, too bad. get out of here. Just put it in. You'd get a lot of guys vaccinated, and the handful of soreheads who don't, you know, these anti-vaxxers, they go, oh, well, you know, I have my rights. You know, we all have our rights. And yeah, you do have your rights. If it only impacted you, if it couldn't be transmitted, if it weren't a disease that could be transmitted to other people, and you wanted to go, all right, the doctor says you need bypass surgery or you'll die, you can say, I don't want bypass surgery. That's your decision. I fully respect that. But if a doctor says you have a communicable disease and you're going to spread it to a lot of other people and kill other people, and you go, I have my rights, my response to that is, yeah, everybody else have their rights too. They have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That starts with life. When they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they started with life. And life is what we're talking about. And I don't want guys roaming around breathing in closed spaces who weren't vaccinated. So it's as simple as that. And the way you do it, and the NFL is trying to do it now, only 75% of their Yahoos have gotten themselves, I should say 75% of the players have gotten vaccinated. 25%, the Yahoos are not. And they're going, okay, the billionaire that owns the team that had the COVID has to pay fairly large damages for the loss of profit on that game, quite a bit. I hope, frankly, they put in swag. I hope they put in jerseys and all that kind of stuff. But the second thing is the players on both teams don't get paid. Now, I think that's fine to force this, but I think what they should do is say, the player on the COVID team don't get paid, and the players on the other team have to be paid, but by the billionaire who caused it. That's what I think they should do. But right now, neither one of them are going to get any paid, and not all of them make Aaron Rodgers money, frankly. I mean, I think, look, what is the, like, there's a lowest amount, right? That, is it like 600 grand a year or something? What do they got to pay these guys?
Yeah, there's a league minimum. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but I believe it's in the ballpark of what you just mentioned. There's...
Yeah, I think in Major League Baseball, it's something like in the 100,000. We're not talking many millions, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For a rookie that just comes on and he's a reserve, you know?
Yeah, no, most rookies, I think the only rookies that make like $1 million a year even, or you have to be drafted in like the top 10 of the first round, I think, to get $1 million rookie contract. So it's really not a lot. Especially a lot of the position players that aren't like the skilled positions, you're going to be, and backups, like you're not going to be making a whole lot of money. But it is definitely, I think, hitting the financial pocketbooks of these players is going to be something that does make a decision for them. If they know that regardless of if it's their team's fault or the other team's fault, if a game gets canceled because of COVID, they're not going to get paid. I think that's going to give a lot of them the reason to go and get vaccinated, because it just makes the most sense. I don't know how you don't look at the data and see that COVID's surging in unvaccinated people. And yeah, you'll have a breakthrough case here or there among vaccinated individuals. But get vaccinated. Let's not jeopardize any of these seasons. I mean, I'm a huge football fan. I don't want to see the Packers miss a game because of a COVID outbreak. That's the last thing we want to see.
Right. What they're trying to do is ensure that the season goes forward. You know, I mean, at some point, if it got bad enough, they'll cancel the season. I do not want that. So you're right. So a guy making 600 grand a year, if he doesn't get paid for one of his... You know, that's a big deal. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins. Have a good weekend, everybody. Great programming coming up. I can't go through it all with the little time we have left. Great programming on Devil Radio. And then back after the weekend. But I'll tell you what. Have a good weekend. NBA champs, Bucks and six. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.